You want me to start?
Yeah. No.
Okay. I don't know, Doc. There is still a lot of big innovation happening in yo-yos. I've been seeing these kids doing brain twister outside the arm, Doc.
Pshaw. That's so 2002. Check out Glass Lab 4, where I innovated that.
Okay, Doc. Well, how about slack tricks?
I did it first. That's mine.
What? No, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know you didn't create ball bearings, Doc.
Ball bearings? Hell, I created string.
Well, my name is Josh, and I don't think that you did create string. But you know what? You know, at least as there's modern innovations with today's podcast. You know, for instance, Yo-Yo Radio.
Yo-Yo Radio? Well, that's nothing more than...
Shalicto. Doc popular. Yo-Yo.
Wiki-wiki.
Yo-Yo. Wiki-wiki. Yo-Yo.
Wiki-wiki.
Yo-Yo. Wiki-wiki.
Yo-Yo Radio.
Yo-Yo Radio. Yo-Yo Radio.
Wiki-wiki.
Yo-Yo Wiki-wiki.
Wiki wiki,
yo yo wiki 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 wiki,
yo yo wiki wiki radio
podcast on yo yo radio.
Wiki 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 wiki.
Welcome to another episode of Yo Yo Wiki Radio, not to be confused with Yo Yo Radio. We have nothing to do with them. We are not affiliated with them. I myself, Dr. Popular, have nothing to do with Yo-Yo Radio, and neither does Josh Plickling.
Or Parker.
Josh Parker?
Good job. So this is another fantastic, and I say fantastic, episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. This is episode 26, and I'm Josh Parker, here with Dr. Popular, and... by popular request, our special guest co-host is Ed Haponik.
What idiot requested me?
I think you did on yoyoing.com.
Actually, that may be. Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah, I think you said you should have somebody tell you about some contest. That's the greatest contest ever. Correct? That was you?
Yeah, but that's like 2 weeks away. Now I feel like a beef.
Well, specifically,
how was that contest?
What was that? That contest is June 16th.
Well, how was it? I mean, this probably, Ed, just so you know, this might not even go up until a couple weeks from now.
It was the greatest contest in the world on that particular day, June 16th. Way better than Iowa State's. Oh, my Lord.
How was the weather?
The weather was good. We had it was a little overcast, but it cleared up nicely for the dinner, which was outside.
Mm-hmm. And who won?
That would be me. I was not going to compete, but then I decided at the last minute that, you know, having watched Yuki's freestyle from BAC and pretty much stealing all that material, I was able to swing it. So it was a carbon copy of his freestyle, but I took the win.
Good call. Word. Yeah, that's yeah. You know, if you're gonna copy a freestyle, you better copy one that copies Doc.
That's not true. You want to copy when it copies somebody else.
So, but specifically though, Nuggles on Yo-Yo Nation requests that we have Ed on again. So,
here. Well, he is fairly influential. I do understand you. You need to bow to his concerns there. Good call.
All right. So, what have we got to talk about here tonight? Lots of great stories from the week. Now, Doc has already mentioned it, but I think he wants to complain about how long it took me to post the last episode.
Well, I didn't want to complain. No, I was just going to say, whatever. You had the post, you had the episode posted. You just didn't post it on the boards, right?
Right.
Okay. So just as a reminder to anybody, you know, because a lot of people, it appears, wait for you to post it, but they can always subscribe to the iTunes feed. And can you tell them where to get that?
Just go to the iTunes store and search Yo-Yo Wiki, and it'll be the only thing that shows up. So,
it did come off a little Joe Mitchell-ish when there was a week without it, though. You know, when people weren't aware of it, you got to watch that.
Well, now you're gonna get two in 1 week, so. Well,
that's a good point. I thought you were coaching Little League or like, you know, taking up some kind of, you know, modeling hobby or something.
If all-
and really. I was just going to say, really, it's the consumer that is being Joe Mitchell because they didn't, you know, grab it from their iTunes. So in all actuality, you know, we were fine. It's the listener that actually slacked off and missed last week's episode.
Effing listeners.
I hate those guys. Just kidding, of course. All right, so you know what? We should go ahead and get out of the way. The podcasting sensation that's sweeping the nation. Do you know what we're going to do now, Doc?
Yeah, we're going to do name that yo-yo.
Name that yo-yo. All right.
I got to go get one. I'll be right back.
Sounds good. Okay. You know the rules. There are no rules in this no-holds-barred, no-attention-spared contest to the death in which
it's a death each of match.
That means you're going to die. in which each three of us are going to throw a yo-yo, and then we will try and guess, based solely on sound, what yo-yo that is. So as soon as Ed gets back here, we'll get underway. You've got a yo-yo, right, Doc?
I do. I just wish I knew what yo-yo I used last week. I never can remember.
Well, that's all right. Neither can anybody else. So. I'm just going to start using fasts every week.
Okay.
This is noisy.
Hello?
Hello.
Ed. All right. So we're ready to go here. Want to go ahead and go first, Ed?
Oh, yeah, I'll go first. All right, hang on. Here we go. Okay. Ready, set, spin. Quiet.
It sounds like a Spintastic tornado.
I'm gonna grind it on the computer. Hang on.
Okay.
There you go. Nice and smooth. Okay.
No, that sounds pretty mean. I'm gonna go ahead and say the luchador.
That's a good guess, but no, that's not the luchador.
The end?
That's also a good guess. If you'd send me one, then I promise you I would go ahead and test that in the Name That Yo-Yo contest. However, no, this yo-yo does, though. Let's see, how can I give you a hint? All of your yo-yos have recess and envy compared to this yo-yo. Recess envy.
It's an underdog.
Correct, sir.
Yes.
Well done.
Excellent.
And I siliconed your underdog, didn't I, Josh?
You sure did.
Yeah, and you said that plays pretty well with the silicone in it?
It's amazingly well.
I bet that's nice, yeah.
Yep. Oh, you don't you know, have that, Ed? You should give that a shot.
I haven't done it. I should do it, yeah. Totally.
I was heartbroken when somebody posted twice, how do I put silicone on my yo-yo, and nobody mentioned my instructables.
Yeah.
And it was only a week after I posted it.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
or else I would have been up on that. But.
So I guess I'll do one now.
Okay.
I think my laptop mic is activated, so hopefully you'll hear this. That is making sound, right?
Yeah.
Very much.
Sounds like a small bearing. Sounds maybe not the highest quality metal or whatever. So I'm going to say it's a cold fusion.
Nope.
Okay, no. I'm going to go with the other way, and I'm going to say that's a really high-quality bearing. I'm saying that's an Oxy 3.
No. this show, your Omega just sent an email saying that this show is being discontinued from their line now that they have a whole new line of aluminum yo-yos coming out.
Oh, the metallic missile.
Yeah, I guess that was a pretty obvious clue.
Yeah, after that one, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, right. That's it. And I'll just leave it spinning. No. This is actually the prototype metallic missile that Rick Wyatt gave me. That was a pretty good spin right there. It only comes up with a bind return.
You know what? I think you might have used that last week.
I was thinking I might have.
Yeah. I can't remember.
All my kids in my yo-yo class love that yo-yo. Like, I have four kids have that yo-yo because I don't know why. I just gained some popularity among the kids. They thought it looked cool. Can't stand it.
You never know. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and throw mine.
The Fast.
Nope.
The Milk.
Nope.
I got nothing back. You go ahead.
Sounds uber quiet and lubricated. I would almost say it is a Silcon yo-yo. I could be wrong, but you said it's not a Milk. Which means it's probably not a Silk either, because I don't know anybody who owns a Silk. So, Lynn Fury?
It is not a Lynn Fury.
How about one of, it didn't really sound like this, but how about one of your newly acquired hesitators?
It is not a hesitator.
Well, shucks.
This yo-yo was released on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh!
Ocho de Ocho.
Ocho, ocho, ocho.
Ocho, eight, ocho?
Yeah, something like that.
Don't you have two of those now? Two 8-8-8s?
No. Just the one.
Okay.
Now, Ed, have you seen the new all yo-yo special edition 8-8-8?
Yes, I have. That looks good. That does look nice. It's pink.
Yeah, it's pink. It looks pink. I mean, it's hard to tell from that photo if it's maybe just poorly lit or if it's actually pink, but it... That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I get
that. Too bad the all yo-yo logo doesn't look a little cooler on there, because it's just kind of like typed on there. But still yeah. Pretty neat.
The one I really like is the quote Asian edition with the hachi 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 the kanji for 8-8-8 on the front. That looks pretty nice.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was a cool release from the week though. That nice pink color.
Where do you get those?
The all yo-yo you can only get from Julius or from one of their events. Now, but that's kind of a weird thing because like their events are like for kids that are like doing like, you know, they're still using pro yo's for their
right.
for their yo-yos. Like wooden axle pro yo's. So I don't know if they just carry around like, well, you can either get the $8 yo-yo or the $80 yo-yo, or actually I guess even more. It's probably like 110 or something. But that's what they say, is you can only get it from one of their events or through contacting Julius himself and trying to you know, get him to ship it to you or something.
I will do that.
Well, speaking of really expensive things, I just recently saw the Robot Friend Junior Baby paper. What is it called? Papercraft?
Yeah, Papercraft. I hate Papercraft, but yes, it's paper. Yeah, I'm saying I hate Papercraft. I'm sick and tired of working on Papercrafts. But I totally recommend anybody who isn't sick and tired of working on Papercrafts to, you know, try making the Robot Friend Baby, the Baby Robot Friend. Did we talk about the regular Robot Friend last week?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, so Drew Tetz has just come up with a new one that's a big-headed Robot Friend, you know, little bodies. He's about half the size of Robot Friend Junior, which is in turn half the size of the fully functional Robot Friend.
Yeah, and oh my God, the cutest thing ever!
You like it?
Holy!
Is the intention to bring these to contests like Robot Friend, like the actual Robot Friend, or you just kind of leave this at home on the mantle?
I think it's just, you know, just to leave it at home. I think if anything, Drew probably envisions just an army of Flickr photos or people making a whole bunch, or you know, even if it's just like, you know, this one secretary here making one and somebody else making one here. So like an army of them, and they're being shown online or you know, shown to friends. But I don't think really taking these. It's hard to take them to contests. They're so fragile.
Yeah, I would think.
I made a baby Robot Friend and I put it up on our Robot Friend Flickr group. I recessed the pupils and the eyes so that it would have the hollow illusion is what they call it. So the eye sockets are like kind of empty, and then behind it is white paper with a pupil. It's about a centimeter from the front, and when you turn the baby Robot Friend, it looks like the eyes are following you.
Ooh. Could you put some red LEDs behind it and kind of make it like glow and look evil?
You totally could.
You might think on that.
I'm not about to, but
yeah, an evil robot friend though, that might be something to consider.
Well, I don't think that'd be too far from the truth. I don't trust robot friends. You know, in terms of their, you know, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not saying that they're not evil. I'm not saying they're not a good friend either. You know, it just depends on the owner, I guess. Really.
I don't have one. I should make one.
Yeah.
You should have your whole class make one.
Oh, good call. That's what we'll do next week when, you know, we're just babysitting now that school's effectively out.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Cool. Well, Drew and I are talking about doing creating an instructable for it as well, so hopefully we can get that up in time for your class, because there are a couple things that it would help to have kind of just a little extra hand on in terms of instructions, because the instructions are very non-existent.
If you could do like a pencil sharpening instructable or a tying shoe instructable or a general common sense, you know, survival at age 10 instructable, they could also use that. So think about that too.
Well, speaking of tying shoes, you should learn the Ian knot, and you should teach all the people in your class. The Ian knot has changed my life.
Really? I just go with Velcro.
Well, I don't know how to tie Velcro, but here, I'll send you a link to it. You can go to Ian's shoelace site to get it. And I'm like, he's got all sorts of like shoelacing tips, including some really cool like intricate laces. But the Ian knot, which he has a really good video for, is really cool.
I'll have to relearn the whole thing, man. All right.
Speaking of relearning the whole thing, have you been to the Yo-Yo Samurai Tour.com recently?
Not in a month.
Yeah, just like most yo-yoers. Well, should you go there, you would find that the entire website is down.
It's one of those sites now where it's like plagued with advertising for like yo-yo products. Like, you know, buy yo-yos from, and then there's a, you know, kind of list of stores or whatever. So it's like one of those sad things, like when you mistype, Hotmail and it takes you to, you know, Hot Mall. And then it's just like this white page that says, you know, like coming soon. In the meantime, buy all your Hot Mall products from. So.
Oh, dear. That's true.
Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. Doc, you said you had heard something recently about that. There was a thread or something that I missed.
Yeah, McBride posted no new videos for – no, actually, no, no. I don't think he posted. Somebody said, oh, man, you know, the Yo-Yo Samurai is down. And when I went to the site then, it said Yo-Yo Samurai coming in June. And it was like the official Yo-Yo Samurai logo and stuff, you know, the Duncan site logo, but it was all black and there's no links or anything. And then a week later, that disappeared and it turned into one of these, like, I wonder if someone stole their domain name, but I don't think there would have been that coming soon sign if someone stole their domain name.
Yeah, I think there's something like not behind the scenes that we don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to speculate. Just like Extreme Spin's absence lately.
Yeah, what's up with that? Where have they been? Since like Illinois States.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. One thing I noticed on the Project Red, the Yo-Yo Factory release information for the 888, Extreme Spin was not listed among those stores that would be getting one.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with... I don't think that Rich scored as high as he wanted to on the freestyles. He didn't make it into finals, and I think since then maybe, you know, he's kind of lost his passion.
Those pesky store compulsories.
Yes, the store compulsories. Must have two copies of How to Be a Player. Ah.
they should just go to 1 minute prelims. I'm telling you.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's all the store owners can use, except for that that darn Pat Quintero. He would tear everything up.
I like the idea of a 1 minute freestyle for a store. It'd be like, I'd like an Ocho de Ocho, and the store would be like, you get a free hand too. Freestyle. But he'd do it with music.
Awesome.
All right. So, now I noticed, Doc, on your blog some pretty neat pictures of you at Maker Faire.
My blog is awesome.
Okay.
Races to check Doc's blog.
DocPop.blogspot.com.
Yeah, which I really want to get a nicer name for that and actually overhaul the site. But I've been trying to come up with a new name lately, and everything I've tried is already taken, and it's breaking my heart. I was really into, for instance, blahblahblog.com
nice.
And website.com and like I just saw all these other ones, but yep, all taken. So it looks like it's going to be docpop.blogspot until I come up with a really cool .com.
Look at that 25-foot docpop screen. That's fantastic.
And then there's the second layer behind that, the repeat image.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of doc.
Yeah. It's like IMAX, except it's MeMax.
It's Attack of the 50-foot doc. It's like that scene from Pirates 3 when the Calypso lady turns all big.
God, that was terrible.
Oh,
the most anticlimactic thing ever from any movie ever.
Are we going to do Get Out now over Pirates 3?
I think so. You brought it up.
Let's go, pal. Let's go.
Like, seriously. Like, they're making it out like this Calypso. Like, once they release her from her earthly bounds or whatever, she will just decimate the entire world. And she turns into this 50-foot tall woman, then explodes with crabs, and then it starts raining. And, like, that's it. That is it.
There was a maelstrom.
There was a maelstrom, but it was the most
windy.
Anticlimactic maelstrom. There was no, like, bottomless pit of water. They just kind of swirled around in a circle for a half an hour while they fought. That's the only thing that it did. There was no peril. And then, and so that ends. And like, the rest of the fleet is just sitting there. You know? They're not going to get involved.
It was just the two boats. Just the two. Doc, did you catch that one? Did you catch the Pirates 3?
I have not seen a movie ever.
Fantastic. Probably no reason to start.
Pirates 3 was by far the worst movie of the year, though.
That's just not true. But okay, alright.
So what engaged you about the movie, Ed?
You know, I have a obsession with Disney World in general.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I've gone like, I don't know, maybe 16 or 17 times.
Wow.
And Pirates of the Caribbean has, you know, has always been, if not my favorite ride, then like in the top three or four.
Sure.
So, you know, I kind of go into that series, you know, with quite a little bit of nostalgia, and that might blind me to some of the aspects of the filmmaking that you may be referencing there. But, you know, I think the characters are solid, and I really like them a lot. And I thought in the third one, even though I agree with you, there were a lot of things really, really wrong with it. The multiple Johnny Depps, for example.
No point to that.
But just the same, I was able to overlook that and continue to focus on the characters and the, like I said last week or the week before about Antio. I got to look at the pretty colors of the movie, which I very much enjoyed, and it was more than enough to get me through that 2.5 or 2 and 40 minutes of, yeah. So anyway, back to Maker Faire. What were you saying about that?
I'm on stage and there's a theorem on my side, and I have a giant Dr. Pop there behind me, watching my back.
That's your back.
That's right. So was that the bolt that you were using there?
Probably. If it's freehand, it's the bolt, and then I used an end. For the rest of my for like the single A routine, I was performing to a song called it's a Prefuse 73 remix of a song I can't remember, A Different Kind of Love, and it's a longer song, so I do a single A and a 5 A routine. The video is on YouTube, but it's too washed out. It's not the official video that you see playing on the background. That video is probably pretty cool. You know what else I've been working on, other than doing the Maker Faire thing? Since that's all over with, I've had time to finally get back to doing kind of things that I've been interested in, and I've been posting all my items on eBay. I got a bunch of good stuff that's going to end in like 4 days on eBay, and I also started my 28 days project on drpopular.blogspot.com, and yeah, I'll send you a link for that. It's just basically I'm trying to write 28 different blogs about different yo-yos, you know, consecutively for you know, a little less than a month. So I've written about the Zero G, and I've written about the Mini Jam, and tomorrow I might write about the free hands that we used on that NBC TV show.
I'd seen the Zero G before, but the Mini Jam is something that I had never seen before. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there a lot of the yo-yos that I'm going to be writing about, they're yo-yos I never thought I'd be selling. If my computer hadn't broken and I need to buy a new computer, I never would have been putting any of them up. But some of them people have seen, some of them haven't. I was really surprised that Keshi said he never saw the Mini Jam. And then I was really surprised that you said you'd seen a Zero G at the store, because they actually sold Mini Jams for like a year, but the Zero Gs were never officially released.
Huh. That's funny.
I like the Mini Jam.
It's fun, man.
That's a cool yo-yo. It's much cooler than the Pocket Rocket.
Yeah, way better than the Pocket Rocket, and I'd say way better than Ace. But Aces were fickle. That was around the time they were getting really sloppy with how they were putting on the brake pads. And so the brake pads on my Ace are always dragging against the axle.
SPR works pretty well in an Ace, though.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. I think I gave my Ace to Nick Korea, and I think he's going to SBR it or do something really cool to it. I don't know what.
All right.
So what? Are you going to just use mostly relatively obscure yo-yos then to discuss, or are you just going to
interesting yo-yos?
Interesting yo-yos.
Yeah, just interesting yo-yos. It won't be like random yo-yos, but a lot of them will probably be prototypes. And a lot of them will be like, maybe early releases of a yo-yo, or yo-yos that were released only for a little time. Or, I mean, the free hints that I'm maybe going to write about tomorrow, those would have been like custom made free hands or whatever. So, that's neither a prototype or really, a limited release. It's just something that Takeshi made, 9 of for us to put on a TV show. And then they never, we had them made because the TV show said that they wanted, to do it in the dark, and they wanted to have these light up yo-yos. And then we did the routine and they didn't turn the lights off, because it was like our practice routine, right? So, and we did all this work to get these crappy yo-yos. I mean, they're, not the best yo-yos to start with, and then you put LEDs in them, and they're just terrible. Yeah. And we're on national TV using these subpar yo-yos, where the other team got to use, like, just regular yo-yos, because they refused to do the light-up thing. And then, so we did our, like, practice routine, and then we said to the producers, like, okay, let's do it with lights off this time. And they were like, that's your only time. And so we did it once, and that was it. Kind of heartbreaking.
Man.
I used a Mod Squad LED freehand zero maybe 2 years ago for a talent show at my school, and I could not tame that thing at all. That thing it wobbled like crazy, and spun for about 10 seconds. But the lights on it looked so good. You could do any kind of thing that you did with it looked fantastic with those lights.
Well, yeah. I mean, in a real dark situation, the lights could look good. I just had a problem getting them to always activate the circuit, when it was spinning.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes at too fast a speed or too low a speed, like a circuit wouldn't connect. And so we actually, before the show, I mean, we did so much work on these things. Before the show, we actually soldered them to stay on all the time. And we would physically take the batteries in and out, which was a big pain. And we would try to, I would say, okay, now let us know 2 minutes before we're actually going to do this. And just a giant pain. And then they never even, watching it, you can't even see that they're lit up, but they are lit up.
If somebody really nailed that, like if somebody really made a good LED insert that was consistent and that did turn on and off, when you threw it down, I bet there'd be a real market for that. If it could be, was light enough to not, interfere with the yo-yo without serious tweaking. I think
it just seems like that's not so much to ask. I don't know why that's always been you know, I mean, for a while, yo-yos were trying to see who could come up with the smallest yo-yo or who could come up with a new innovation on rubber shells. But nobody ever messed with the LED in a very innovative way.
Well, you know, it's a really cool yo-yo, Josh, is that that yo-yo I got from Spencer's with the LED torches on one side and a laser pointer on the other side. You remember that?
I don't remember that.
It was actually illegal to sell laser pointers at the time, and so Spencer's actually had like a discount rack up on the front of their store. It was like $2 each for these things, and so I bought all I could. And they're mammoth yo-yos, and the laser pointer, when you throw the yo-yo, the laser pointer basically just creates like a solid beam of light on the ground, like just a laser line instead of just being a dot. It's an actual line, and it gives you all sorts of really cool effects. It's a pretty neat yo-yo. I wish they would have had two laser pointers and two torch lights. I mean, you know, like a laser pointer and an LED on each side, I guess is what I'm saying. But, it's a really trippy yo-yo. I thought it'd be cool to like do, you know, like a stage show with like a lot of fog and, you know, have this laser pointer going so you can see the beam in the air instead of just on the ground.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Should have done something like that with your Masters of Champions.
Well, if they would have even turned on the lights during the show, I'm sure that I would have.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say that, yeah, there was a laser pointer in there, and you just can't see it. They didn't activate the fog.
That's the most disappointing thing. All right. So what else do we have to talk about? Anything?
I think that, you know, speaking of disappointing things, I think this has been another great episode. And it's time to bring it to a close.
All right, you got it. That concludes episode 26 of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. For Ed Hoponik and Dr. Popper, I'm Josh Parker, and we'll see you next week.